This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast. I'm Katie McCowan, and I am so glad you're here. We have joining us today a special guest, Ms. Marissa Henley. Marissa, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Katie. I'm excited to be with you today.
I am excited that you are here and very excited about what we're going to talk about. I think it's something that it's probably a question that we have all asked, and we want to know the answer to this question. But before we get into that, let me introduce Marissa. Marissa Henley is a wife, mom, writer, cancer survivor, and latte addict. She is the author of Loving Your Friend Through Cancer and serves on the writing team for Proverbs 31 Ministries' First Five app. Marissa has been married to her high school sweetheart for more than 20 years. They live in Northwest Arkansas with two teenage sons, one diva princess, and one disobedient dog. I can understand the disobedient dog. I can relate to that.
Right?
We have two dogs. One is a disobedient dog.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes it's just like, okay, dear dog, I need you to act right. I've got the two teenage sons, right?
Right. Yeah. We point to the dog as evidence that it's probably a good thing we didn't have a fourth child because that dog is a mess.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, we kind of touched on it when I was introducing you, Marissa, but about the book that you wrote about loving a friend through cancer. And so just quickly, Marissa, tell me kind of how that book came about.
Yeah, it came about because around 11 years ago, I was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer called angiosarcoma. And it was actually the day before my 34th birthday. And my kids that are now big kids were really little at the time. The boys were 6 and 4 years old, and my daughter was 18 months old. And I had a really long road ahead of me. My treatment involved many months of chemo and a clinical trial. And so my treatment had to happen away from home in Houston at MD Anderson Cancer Center. Then I had radiation, I had surgery. And so I needed a lot of help. And my husband and I watched the Lord just form this amazing community around us, our church family, our family, our friends that really came together and served us and prayed for us and loved on us and just carried us through that time. And so I wrote a book to share with other people how they can love and serve their friends with cancer in this incredible way that our friends loved and served us during that time.
So you have firsthand experience with this subject. And I think, you know, I mentioned before that we're going to discuss this question that we have probably all asked at one time, which is, how do I love my friend when they are going through and then fill in the blank? You know, whether it's your friend with cancer, whether it's your friend who lost a loved one, whether it's your friend who is juggling more than she can manage right now, whether it's your friend who lost her job or her husband lost her job, you know, whatever it is. We see our friends and we see them in difficult times and we want to do something and we don't know what to do. And even we want to pray for them and we don't know how to pray sometimes. And so that's the question that we are going to answer today is, how can we pray for our friends when they're going through difficult times? And so Marissa, you know, you just mentioned specifically, and I know you have a resource, 10 ways to pray for a friend with cancer. And we're going to put a link in the show notes for how you can grab that resource, your 10 ways to pray for a friend with cancer. And the thing about this resource is that it's not just how to pray for a friend with cancer, but it's also, you can apply this to how to pray for a friend in any difficult time. And so I'm so excited about that resource. But before we kind of get to some of those ways that we can pray for our friends in difficult times, Marissa, tell me just kind of the starting line for this. Where do we begin when we see our friend in difficult times? We want to pray for her and support her. Where do we begin?
Well, I think the best place to begin is is to actually pray for her. And mm-hmm. I know that sounds silly, but I think I noticed it when I was on the receiving end that so many people would text me, or when they saw me, or if I was posting an update on social media, they would comment and they would say, I'm praying for you, praying for you, praying for you. And you hear it so often. And sometimes you wonder if it's kind of the, like, how are you? I'm fine of Christian yeah. circles, where everyone just says praying for you. And that's mm-hmm. their response. But are they really? And when you're the one walking through that hard time, you crave actual prayers from other mm-hmm. people, and want to know when they say they're praying for you that it's sincere. So I know it sounds really obvious, but I think, you know, the starting place is to not just say that we're praying for a friend, but to actually bring her before the throne of God with our prayers, and then to let her know in a really specific way, even if it's just saying, I was praying for you this morning, or I was praying this verse for you, or this was my specific way that I was praying for you tonight before I go to sleep. Those mm-hmm. kinds of specific, you know, whether it's a text or a social media comment or something like that, that lets her know that we truly are praying mm-hmm. for her in that time that she's walking through.
And I would, you know, it's one of those things that when we are praying for someone, they are on your heart, and you mm-hmm. you kind of naturally want to reach out and check on them. Or I can speak for the difference between when I truly am praying for a friend, and so she's on my heart and she's mm-hmm. on my mind, and I want to send her a text and check in because I've been praying for her, versus when you see something and you're like, oh man, you know, mm-hmm. but you're not actually praying. Those are the things that they just kind of, you know, out of sight, out of mind almost.
Right.
And so I do see how, on the receiving end, you know, like when that person, you didn't just post something and you didn't just, you know, send a mass text or something, and yet that person is reaching out to you, that, mm-hmm. that seems like confirmation that they truly are walking with you through this, mm-hmm. Versus, man, I hate that for you, you know, kind of a sentiment.
Yeah.
And so I can see how that could be very encouraging. And then, when we pray for our friend, you know, I know that so often I will just be, I'll pray for what we want to happen in the situation, you know? Mm-hmm. So if it's a sick friend, praying for healing, or, you know, if it's a friend who needs a job, praying for that job. But I know that, you know, as I kind of look at these 10 ways to pray for a friend, that it's not always about what we're looking for to happen. You seem to have some, you know, some different direction in some of these ways. So talk to me a little bit more about that, because this, you know, coming from someone who has been there, I'm interested to hear. I know that you wanted your praying friends to be praying for your healing and those, yes. and those specific things that you were going through, certainly, but I know, it seems like there were some other things as well.
Yes. And you know, this resource, this list, might be a better title, might be 10 more ways to pray for a friend with cancer, mm-hmm. because this list, is assuming that you are praying for her healing, that you're praying for, you know, that she won't have side effects from her treatment, those kinds of specific medical mm-hmm. updates, or if you're praying for a friend's reconciliation in her marriage, or, comfort in a time of loss. You know, we have those things. We are praying fervently mm-hmm. that the Lord would resolve those situations and those times of suffering that our friends are going through. And then these are 10 more ways to kind of get us thinking about other ways that we can be praying for our friends in addition to that. And I think that this is important because what I saw when I was going through cancer was how God often uses our pain, he uses our suffering to do so many things in our lives and even in the lives of those around us. For me, he used that in time of intense suffering to draw me closer to him, to grow my faith, to strengthen my relationships with other people. And I didn't know it at the time, but he also used that time of suffering to prepare me for ministry, to go out and to minister to other women who were walking through cancer. And so God was at work in all of these different ways. And then even in the life of my friends, one of my closest friends who walked through that time with me has said many times how that was a time of growth for her in her walk with the Lord and her understanding of God's character. And so when we pray for our friend's spiritual life, when we pray for her relationships, when we're praying for these other things, it will help us to notice and be aware and remind ourselves of the ways that God is at work in this situation. Because when we're watching our friend go through cancer, or we're watching her walk through, her husband being unfaithful, or having a loss, like those kinds of things, as we're watching our friends suffer, they're hard for us to watch. And we need comfort. We need God's peace as well. And so we're praying these things for our friend. And as we're praying those things, it also can bring us comfort and peace in the midst of our friend's suffering, just to trust and to watch and see how the Lord's going to be at work in her life.
And what I love how you said 10 more ways to pray for a friend in a difficult time, because, you know, I think when we're praying for those specific needs, you know, whether it's a specific appointment or a specific outcome that we are praying for, I think sometimes we can say the same thing over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And I can't really think of the right word. It's not that we tire in asking the same thing, but maybe we feel like we've asked it so many times, we don't know what to say anymore. Mm-hmm. And then it can be difficult to continue to pray. And so what I love about these 10 more ways to pray for a friend is that we can keep bringing those requests, but then we can daily or weekly bring another request and continue in that prayer because I think sometimes when we don't know what to say at all is when we don't pray at all. Mm-hmm. And so this puts words, because when we are in those times of watching our friends suffer and hurt, and we too are hurting and suffering alongside of them, it's hard to find words sometimes. And so this puts words to those prayers that maybe we need those words on some days. And so I love that. And I love there what you said about how God is at work in other ways beyond the specific things of healing or, you know, restoring. He is also at work in other ways, preparing us for things and drawing us nearer to Him and deepening our relationship with Him. So those aren't always things that we think about because of the circumstances are so heavy. So I love that you're going to give us those words when we need them, such a valuable resource. And so let's get into this, because I know, we have this list of 10 more ways to pray for a friend in difficult times. And I know that you've kind of grouped them into a couple of larger categories. So tell me about some of these more ways that you have for us to pray with a friend in a difficult time.
Sure. So I think the first category might be just praying for her spiritual and emotional health, whether we're also praying for her physical health or a relationship or something like that. But just praying specifically things like that she would not feel isolated. And for me, when I was going through cancer, even though I felt so supported and I knew thousands of people were praying for me, which was an incredible experience, there were also just so many times that I was by myself, whether it was at treatment or when I was in bed because I was too sick to get out of bed. And because I spent so much time in Houston away from my friends and family, I spent a lot of time by myself. And I was the mom of 3 little kids. I was not used to being by myself ever. Right. And so it was hard to not feel isolated. And I think even when we go through other types of suffering, sometimes it can feel isolating because it feels like no one else really knows what it feels like to be us, to be me, walking through this particular trial. And so we can pray against those feelings of isolation, pray that she would know the Lord's presence with her. Even if she is physically alone in that moment, that she would not feel isolated because she would know that the Lord was with her. And we can even use verses like Joshua 1:9 or Hebrews 13:5 that talk about the Lord being with us, and we can pray those verses for her. We can also pray that she would have peace. And as she's grieving, whether it's the loss of her health or loss of a relationship, that as she grieves, that she would have peace and comfort and hope, praying that she would not be anxious about the unknowns in her future. Just getting really specific with those emotional and spiritual needs. And again, there's some great verses that we can pray for her just about hope. I love Romans 15:13, mm-hmm. And I'll read it for us here. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." And that is a great, great verse to be praying for our friends, because it's got hope in there twice, and mm-hmm. joy and peace and faith and the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's just mm-hmm. like everything they need right there in one verse. And I think as we pray these scriptures, and then we might even share them with our friend that we prayed the scripture for them. The list that I have actually has some scripture references, and you know, those are just a starting point. There's so many verses in God's word that we could pray for our friend. And what a gift would it be if you were praying for a friend over time and keeping track of all the verses that you prayed for them, and then to share that list with them, would be something that we might even consider doing. So that's kind of the first category, just her spiritual and emotional well-being. And then along those same lines, just praying for her relationship with the Lord, that she would feel his closeness and his presence as he's strengthening her and sustaining her, praying that she would grow in her trust of the Lord, that she would grow in her understanding of God's character. And I saw him do that in my life. I can't think of any other time in my life that I have really just clung to the truth of who God is in any circumstances. Like, my circumstances were just constantly changing. I never knew. We would have a plan, and then something would happen, and the plan would go out the window. And I would say, you know, when you have cancer, you don't put anything on the calendar in pen. Like, it is only pencil, because mm-hmm. you never know from day to day what's going to happen. But what I did know with mm-hmm. confidence that was not going to change was the truth of God's character. And mm-hmm. so to pray that for our friends, that she would grow in that understanding and that confidence and that conviction of who God is, praying Romans 8:38-39, that nothing in all creation is able to separate her from the love of God in Christ Jesus. You know, that's just a great thing to be praying for her, and just that the Lord would transform her and sanctify her and conform her to the likeness of his Son as she's walking through that time of suffering. Because I'll be honest, none of us it's hard to get excited about that, especially when God uses suffering right. to sanctify us and to transform us. But he does that in those times of suffering. He will use that time to conform us to the likeness of his Son. And that is something that we can be praying for. And, you know, I would encourage, be careful how you might talk about that with your friend. Like, oh, isn't it so great? Because we don't want to give the impression that God is like inflicting her with suffering because she was sinning in some way and needed to be sanctified. So we want to be careful how we talk about that with our friend, but we can be confident that God is going to use that suffering in her life. If she belongs to him, he's going to be at work in the midst of that. And we can be praying for that for her.
And I love that you connected the verses. because it's, I'm looking at the list. And so I definitely want you to go to the link in the show notes and get this list. Because so there's these 10 ways, but on several of the ways, there's two or three verses or even four verses. And so we have these 10 ways, but I mean, if we wanted to pray, you know, eat for 10 weeks, I mean, we would have a new verse to pray, you know, two or three or four days that week. And so, you know, praying scripture is something that we have talked about. We talked about it last month on the podcast. I would encourage you to go back to some of our October episodes and listen to those as we talked about praying scripture. But it's such a, it's such a powerful way to pray, and it's, you know, it, it blesses you along with the person that you are praying for when you pray scripture. And, you know, as I'm listening to you talk, Marissa, I am just overwhelmed with the blessing that this can be for a friend. And, we need each other. We need each other to step into these gaps for one another. Some of the things that we've discussed, I mean, the feeling of isolation, you know, the feeling of I'm the only one who knows what I'm going through. And if you've ever felt like that, it is such a disheartening and discouraging place to be. But to know that you have friends who are praying for you, those, that changes things. And I can think of times in my life where I wasn't going through cancer, but I was in times of feeling overwhelmed and feeling like I was in circumstances that I just didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I can think of this woman who isn't my best friend. I don't think I've ever gone to dinner with her, definitely never gone to have coffee with her, definitely don't text her and call her ever, really. Mm-hmm. But I saw her at church and she said, "I've been praying for you." And the reason that she prayed for me, and I think I've shared this on the podcast before, but the reason she prayed for me is because she drove by my house on her way to work every day. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit prompted her to pray for me when she did. And for days and weeks and months, she prayed for me. And she didn't know that I was in those times of feeling like nobody knows what I'm going through. And yet she faithfully prayed for me. And the gift that that was, not only to know I have this friend, but to know I have a God who puts me on people's hearts and he prompts them to pray for me. And so just the gift that we have at our fingertips to be able to pray for our friends. And so if you have that friend that you are thinking of right now as we have this conversation, I just want to encourage you, let today be the day that you begin to intentionally pray for that friend. And Marissa, I would love for you just to share, as we wrap this up, some of the ways that it blessed you, maybe if you have some specific examples of that, but then also how it has been for you when you've done this for others.
Well, it was just such a blessing for me when I was going through it. Just knowing how many people were praying for me, it was such a humbling, incredible experience. And when I did have, you know, those close friends of mine who I knew I was in their prayers, and I knew that that they were even praying bold prayers that I did not have the confidence to pray, or the courage, I guess you might say, to pray. The type of cancer that I had a pretty poor prognosis. And, but one of my best friends has told me, and she told me at the time, she was praying that one day I would hold my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And I was praying that I would live long enough that my daughter would remember me. But mm-hmm. my friend was praying bold prayers that I would live to hold my grandbaby someday. And you know what? He will be the first person that I send a selfie to when I hold that grandbaby one day. Mm-hmm. will be mm-hmm. that friend who had the faith and the courage to pray those bold prayers for me. And then I also, I don't even know how I got on the list, but I got on some prayer list in a prayer room at a church in Eastern Tennessee. I don't even know who I knew at that church, but I would get these little yellow cards in the mail that some stranger that was in that prayer room and saw my name on a prayer list had prayed for me. And then they would fill out this little postcard and put it in the mail. And I still have those. Mm-hmm. It just was amazing that from my very closest friends to strangers in another state that I didn't even know, that all of these people were praying for me. It was just such an encouragement. And as you were saying earlier, Katie, you know, as I have prayed these prayers for my friends, it keeps them in the forefront of my mind. It reminds me to check on them. And I think praying these additional things, you know, then when I, if it is especially a close friend and you're having conversations with her about how things are going, then I might ask, like, how do you see God at work in what you're walking through? And then get to hear from them the ways that God is answering these prayers. And that is just such an encouragement for me in my own prayer life, as I'm praying for my family, as I'm praying for others, just to see that God does answer prayers. And it's amazing how he's allowed us to partner with him in this way. He's the one doing the work, but we get to partner with him in this way that I don't really quite understand, but that he tells us in his word that he has given us to pray and to bring these specific requests to him. And it's just such a privilege and such an honor that we have access through Jesus Christ. We have access to the one who's created mm-hmm. the universe and upholds it by the word of his power. Like, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And how often I waste that privilege, but it is, it's just this incredible privilege that we've been given through Jesus Christ. And so it's such a blessing to be able to take advantage of that, especially when our mm-hmm. friends are hurting.
And it makes me think of the amount of time that I spend kind of stewing on whatever it is, you know, worrying about, chewing on it, stewing on what my friend is going through and hurting for her. And yet that can be the trigger that takes us to the throne of God and brings her with us, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just think that we do that when we care about these needs, when we're burdened with them. We're going to stew on them. That's just kind of our natural thing to do. Mm-hmm. So let's allow that to be that kind of elbow that says, oh yeah, I don't have to just sit here and stew on this and be burdened by this. I can go to the throne. I can boldly approach the throne of grace and I can bring her with me today. Mm-hmm. Melissa, thank you for the gift of these 10 ways to pray for a friend with going through a difficult time. Again, I would encourage you to go get that. Go to the link in the show notes and get a copy of that and begin praying today for your friends. And as we do, I what I love, you know, it's the Best Day Ever podcast. And I know that when we pray, it helps us live every day as our best day ever. But with this conversation, when we pray for our friend, we can pray and hope it helps them live their best day ever. Marissa, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Katie.